Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like you're running a marathon against yourself? Like there's this inner critic constantly judging every move you make, every word you utter, every mistake. Let's be honest, we all have that voice, right? But what if I told you there's a way to quiet that noise and actually treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend? Welcome to Depression Free Zone, where we ditch the negativity and reclaim our happiness. And today, we're diving into something truly powerful. The art of self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking, oh, here comes another self-help spiel, trust me on this one. This isn't about fluffy unicorns and rainbows. It's about recognizing that we're all human, messy, flawed, sometimes downright embarrassing. And learning to embrace those imperfections because honestly, they make us who we are. Think of it like this. You wouldn't berate a friend for tripping over their own feet, would you? You'd probably laugh maybe with them. Offer a helping hand and remind them that everyone stumbles sometimes. So why do we treat ourselves any differently? Here's the deal. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or letting yourself off the hook. It's about creating a space of acceptance and understanding, a safe haven where you can acknowledge your struggles without judgment, learn from your mistakes, and ultimately move forward with more resilience. And trust me, that kind of inner strength is game-changing. So how do we actually cultivate the self-compassion magic? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Ever notice that voice in your head that whispers, you're not good enough, oh you messed up again, well, get to know it. This isn't about silencing the inner critic entirely, because sometimes those voices can be helpful nudges. But we need to learn to recognize when they're being harsh and unfair, and challenge those negative thoughts with kindness. 2. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, although that's awesome if you are. Simply stop paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Notice when your inner critic kicks in, when you're feeling stressed or anxious, and gently guide yourself back to the present moment. It's like training your brain to be more aware of its own patterns, which is a powerful tool for change. 3. Treat yourself like you'd treat a friend. Imagine your bestie was going through a tough time. What would you say? How would you act? Now treat yourself with the same level of love and support. Offer words of encouragement, engage in activities that bring you joy, and remember that you deserve kindness, just like everyone else. 4. Acknowledge your shared humanity. We're all in this together, folks. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and faces their own challenges. You are not alone in your struggles. Connect with others who understand, share your stories, and build a supportive community where vulnerability is celebrated. 5. Celebrate small victories. Don't wait for grand achievements to feel good about yourself. Celebrate the little wins, a healthy meal, a completed task, a moment of peace. These small victories add up and create a sense of accomplishment that fuels your self-compassion journey. Okay, let's get real for a second. You know those times when you're feeling totally overwhelmed? Like you're drowning in to-do lists, deadlines, and responsibilities. And then bam. That inner critic chimes in, reminding you of every single thing you haven't accomplished yet, leaving you feeling even more stressed and defeated. Yeah, we've all been there. Remember that time you forgot your best friend's birthday? You were probably mortified, right? Maybe you beat yourself up for weeks, replaying the embarrassing moment in your head. But what if, instead of letting that mistake define you, you treated yourself with a little kindness? What if you acknowledged that everyone makes mistakes, offered yourself forgiveness, and even used the experience as a learning opportunity? You might have learned to double-check your calendar or set reminders. See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring our faults. It's about recognizing them, accepting them, and learning from them without resorting to harsh self-judgment. So, how do you take this newfound wisdom and put it into action? Start by practicing those key takeaways we talked about. Recognize your inner critic, engage in mindfulness, treat yourself with kindness, acknowledge shared humanity, and celebrate small victories. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, keep showing up for yourself, and watch as self-compassion blossoms into a powerful force in your life. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of kindness and understanding. Let's create a world where self-compassion is not just a buzzword, but a way of life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.